put that point?
I'll be very brief, Sue. I think this is a really important issue. We have a situation where, as taxpayers, we're all paying a licence fee, and we're paying a licence fee for public service broadcasting. The state-owned broadcaster, RTE, I believe, do quite a good job in this country, but they are not the only. They are not the only. Well, that's my view, and you can tut, but I think there's many good people in it, Dermot. But many good people in it, but they're not the only. They're not the only people who provide public service broadcasting. And in fairness to local radio, I think, particularly in this election, in the European elections, I've actually seen much more of a commitment to providing diverse views. We've all been here for 2 hours. We mightn't agree with each other on lots of issues, but we've all had a chance. And I think we need to seriously look at domestically at the Broadcasting Act, amending it, and at a European level, at bringing the message that public service broadcasting can't just be confined to one state-owned
so
broadcaster.
So you support that. Now, there is a European law that is being
there's a need to amend laws. This is only one of a series of areas where there's anomalies at an EU level. Another is VAT on defibrillators.
And you're one of the two partners in government. The Minister for Communications, Pat Rabbit, seems to be adamant that we're not entitled
in local radio to have any subsidy for public
service broadcasting in the independent sector.
I believe now, as Simon has said, that we are taxpayers and we are entitled. In everyone, we're entitled to have our mediums of expressing ourselves as we do through local radio and have these opportunities for debate. And I think that the broadcasting has to extend itself from the state as being a whole to coming down to regions and coming down to areas
but
that have their own radio.
Do you support licence fee money going for public service broadcasting in the independent sector?
Yes, I do. And it's not only that.
That goes against your minister's policy.
It wouldn't be the first time I've gone against my minister. Indeed, I have no difficulty.
2 or 3 years ago.
Maybe I'm a bit better at doing it now.
Phil Prendergast, I need to move on to
my background actually is over 15 years in broadcasting. I was an independent producer director, so I know some bit about this. I do think that we should support any local radio in terms of having diverse views and having equality. And also, I would say that, you know, this idea that we see it, and I suppose I'm coming across it in my own campaign, that we see a lot of people buying adverts now in newspapers and therefore they get print. I know that's not necessarily radio, but can also go to radio. So that, you know, people have the power then to get the political message across without that editorial control, perhaps. So you need a balanced viewpoint. You have, the media can be bought, I suppose, in a lot of ways and can be in the pockets of politicians. And
so do you,
that
yes,
has to be.
Yes, support.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I absolutely support that they should have a licence revenue.
Okay.
RTE has it, and my God, they have deep pockets.
They do.
And we wonder about them.
They also get to take advertising. Dermot O'Flynn.
Yeah, this is typical, I think, of the kind of legislation. I mean, we've got some great legislation from the EU over the years, fantastic legislation, but we've also got an awful lot of stuff that we never needed to have, and this is typical of it. And this is the kind of thing that should be put to it. They don't want local voices. They don't want local people to have voices, which is why they'll be putting... They want to have this national voice, and this is what I was talking about, the one-sided reporting. That is RTE. All they've been telling us about is the great game that Tipperary had last week and the great scores, and that's all they're doing. They're spinning the government line,
But local radio, I don't think that's fair to a lot of people.
Local radio has been absolutely fantastic to us, Sue. And I think
and
if it wasn't for us,
I think you might find it was slightly one-sided in terms of the reporting of that match as well. And especially when there are frees that weren't frees and
but
so on.
But you are local radio.
Kieran Hartley.
In the pylon debate that we have been raging on, that has been raging on this country, there's over 200,000 people that are up in arms over this. There was a march in Dublin that took place less than a couple of weeks ago. I'm talking local radio. Every single local radio covered that. Every single local radio. RTE, with six people speaking, turned the cameras the opposite way and said it was misrepresented in the national newspapers. The only people that covered it were the local newspapers and the local radio. It is an absolute disgrace.
So do you think that we should get some of the licence fee?
Yes, I think you should get a lot more, and I also think political interference in the state in state broadcasting should be taken away. It should be an independent broadcasting.
Okay, can I just whip around everybody else, Grace O'Sullivan?
Look, I support the a bottom up approach. There has to be support for local radio. There has to be support for community radio, because last week I met Tom McSweeney from Seascapes, formerly of RTE, and he's now down in Youghal. with local radio. He said to me, this is where it's happening. I really believe it's grassroots, local radio, community radio, because that will empower the people. It'll give them the support to engage with the political system. And that's
what we're doing.
Need.
It just costs a lot of money. Jan?
Yeah, well, so that's what's so beautiful about what you're doing here, because you're giving everybody an equal voice. When we question RTE, and I'm with Direct Democracy Ireland, when we question RTE, I said, why aren't we getting equal coverage? They said, well, we looked at the statistics and we looked how the last election, yeah. And based on the percentages, that's how much coverage you get. So that's not giving the people an equal. We're not giving us an equal voice so that the people can be informed at voting time.
So Richard Cahill.
There was an opportunity, and I agree with 100% that funding should be across the board and even. But there was an opportunity for government nominated and government party nominated people to engage in, for example, the people's debate, and that was turned down. So I suppose when opportunities are being given by private broadcasters and they're not being taken up, it counters the argument that's been given for funding. Yeah. So where do you go?
Are you in favour of local radio having money for the licence fee or not?
The opportunity to appear on the People's Debate was turned down by the government.
I was on that People's Debate.
I said the governing parties, Kieran.
So, yeah. But
can I said, okay. Just a brief point.
Teresa.
Can I just clarify that? Because the reason I wasn't at that was because I was at a carers meeting in Limerick, which I'd agreed to and committed to well in advance of being rang up by Vincent Brown's team. So I want to clarify that I was at a meeting where, if you heard some of the stories I heard and what we can do with the Eurocarers group, it was much more important for me to be at the carers meeting to be on Vincent Brown.
Teresa Dehini, can you just come back to this issue? It's very specific, and it's being quoted by the Minister and the Broadcast Authority of Ireland that they cannot give money for news and current affairs, public service broadcasting, to independent radio because of a European directive. Yeah.
Well, again, it shows the EU directives and how they're shutting down our democracy. Of course, local people have a right to their radio stations, and radios have a right to the funding.
That's not the issue. Yeah.
The other point is, it's no different to what has happened with the county councils. They're shutting down the town councils and leaving it in the hands of the upper echelons
just on,
again.
Just on radio, Peter O'Loughlin, before we go to the break.
Yes, of course, I support. I mean, the more local democracy, the better in Ireland. We need that so badly.
Can I just make one very quick point there? Leah. Perhaps if we cut the top wages of the likes of the Marion Finucanes, who are over 400,000 a year, and distributed more equally, then you could be supporting your local radio. The exorbitant fees that some of these presenters are on is just quite extraordinary.
All right,
they're not heart surgeons.
Hearing plenty of cheers outside the door here, I'm sure, because of that. Okay, we're going to take a break. Last few minutes then of the Sue Nunn Show.